my drum. I hope it honors you, and I hope you like it. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Wish I could give you the world, but I don't have it.
Good afternoon. This is CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. My name is Patrick, and the show is called Fasten Your Seatbelts. As regular listeners know, this show is dedicated to guitar-driven rock, blues, folk, and a little bit of country from the 60s to the present. And for today, what we're going to do is we're going to go back even a little further. So we're going to take a look at some of the early blues artists and then who were performing in the early and mid-50s, and then move into the early 60s as the bands built on these early artists and then exerted considerable influence on their on the music scene. So we'll start with some of the artists that may not be known to you yet, but hopefully after today you're a little more familiar. So we're going to start with a an artist by the name of Sonny Boy Williamson. Yes, he was born in 1899, so that's how far back we're going here, and died unfortunately in 1965. But in between those years, he was recognized as the ultimate blues legend, and he influenced and actually played with Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Robbie Robertson, and others of the modern era. So we'll start with Sonny Boy. This would be a tune called Don't Start Me Talkin'.
Well, I'm going down the roses, stopping Fannie Mae. Gonna tell her, Fanny, what I heard. Her boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell her everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signal fight, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2, go downtown and get some mocking. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped her. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home, tell her husband a lie. Don't stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signal fine. Somebody's got to go. Some money, go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn, she began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. Well, break up the scene.
And that is, or was, Sonny Boy Williamson, Don't Start Me Talkin'. And certainly a bit of an example of the blues scene in the pre-60 era. And to give us some idea of what the more recent artists have picked up on and then made their own. But we're going to carry on a little bit more with some of these old-timers, if it's fair to list them by that. So we're going to start with we're going to carry on with another fellow. This is a guy by the name of Howlin' Wolf. Now, you probably have guessed that that's not his real name, but Chester Arthur Burnett became Howlin' Wolf, and he was born in 1910, died in 1976, but in between, he transformed acoustic Delta blues into electric Chicago blues. So in 1980, he was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, and in 1991, he was added to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we're going to check out Howlin' Wolf, or Mr. Burnett, as he perhaps liked to be called, and we'll see what he can do for you here. So this is Howlin' Wolf, and the song is called Smokestack Lightning. And that was Howlin' Wolf, Smokestack Lightning, a tune that's been certainly covered by other subsequent bands, but Howlin' Wolf was the first one to bring this song to the public and start the rock and roll revolution. Next up, also in this vein, in this vintage, too, is a gentleman by the name of Bo Diddley. And Bo Diddley, which is his professional name, but his personal title was Elias Otha Bates, an American guitarist who played a key role in the transition from blues to rock and roll. And he died in 2008 after greatly influencing bands like, or an artist like Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. So certainly an auspicious debut and contribution to the music business. So we're going to listen to Bo Diddley, and he's going to sing a song called I'm a Man.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. A-N, Maine. All you pretty women, stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. Down the Kansas too, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N Maine. The way I make love to them, they can't resist. I'm a man, I spell M A N.
That was Bo Diddley, I'm a Man, and a song you've probably heard before, not necessarily by Bo, but by subsequent bands plagiarizing the vaults from the blues artists that preceded them in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So this is where it all started. We're going to carry on with a bit of this, and then we'll move into some of the more current bands that you are probably more familiar with, but let's just keep on looking at the bands from the past and what they contributed, because they contributed a lot. Anyway, next up is a guy by the name of Chuck Berry, probably known to you. Chuck was an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist, born in 1926, and he passed away in 2017 at the age of 90, and he refined and developed the rhythm and blues scene and offered a distinctive musical style in guitar playing, and he was a huge influence on rock music, and thus you will hear today will can give him a great bit of credit, because he started and then participated in a lot of the great music that was in the 60s, bringing the blues to the fore and bringing some bands to play that kind of music. That's when things really changed. Our next act, though, is a gentleman by the name of Jerry Lee Lewis. And we're going to see what he has to say. Jerry Eadie is, well, he's apparently not quite ready yet, so we'll play a little bit more, some of the other tunes, and see if they ring a bell for you. So we'll start with, who do we have here? I think that would be Chuck Berry. We'll play Chuck Berry again, and we'll see if we can, or maybe how about Bo Diddley again. Let's listen to Bo. And here he comes.
Snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? With blue. Down the alley, ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
There you go. There you have it. That is Chuck Berry, Who Do You Love? On we go with the next artist, a gentleman by the name of Jerry Lee Lewis. And here's where things start to change a little bit, as Jerry Lee Lewis brought songs to the fore. But he was an American pianist, sugar, songwriter, nicknamed The Killer, and described as rock and roll's first great wild man. And certainly one who he began in the 50s and with a song called A Whole Lot of Shakin', and followed up by Great Balls of Fire and High School Confidential, which is the tune we'll listen to in a moment. But should note that these, again, paid tribute to the fellows that went before Mr. Lewis. Today we've heard Sonny Boy Williamson, Howlin' Wolf, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, all black men from the United States who had an enormous influence. And so we're not going to play them all through the day, but we are want to certainly acknowledge their tremendous contribution. But back to these newer artists in the early 60s, we'll talk about Jerry Lee Lewis. And let's hear a tune called High School Confidential.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me, let's knock in. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the cats are at the high school rockin'. and get your bopping shoes before the jukebox blows the fuse. Hey, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Well, the bopping at the high school hop, aching at the high school hop, hopping at the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and light. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, speak to mama, let's burn a bonfire shoe. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm, my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, jumping at the high school hop, we're rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go!
And that's Jerry Lee Lewis, who arrived in the 60s after absorbing the lessons from the gentleman in the 1940s and 50s and making the music his own. So Jerry Lee is certainly another notable player in the history of rock and roll. Up next, a band that you should know. If you don't, get with the program. This is a band called The Yardbirds, one of the major influences in the early 60s, having studied their work from the gentleman we've just heard before us. The Yardbirds are one of the preeminent English bands that emerged in the 1960s in the shadow of the Beatles, which were a little more accessible to the average music listener. But the Yardbirds had studied them, the history of rock and roll, and decided they could make it their own. So they're also the most notable for the series of guitarists who played in the band, starting with Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. All appeared separately and in succession in the band, and this is one of their earlier recordings. So this is a band, you already heard that. The band is the Yardbirds, and the song is called For Your Love.
For your love. dream of me at night.
And that was the Yardbirds, For Your Love. But we should continue with this band, because they are certainly one of the most notable bands coming out of the 50s and 60s. And so I think we should give a little bit of a listen further to the Yardbirds' work. And this is an actual blues song that they claimed for their own and rewrote it, but it's certainly, and we've probably heard it on this program from the original artist, but here is the Yardbirds version of Smokestack Lightning.
It's number nine for Smokestack Lightning.
Don't you hear me calling? Don't you hear me calling you?
And that was the Yardbirds with Smokestack Lightning, an old blues song, revised and updated by the Animals. But you can't go wrong with some of those gentlemen from the 50s and 60s, early 60s, who really set the stage for the work that was to follow with the Yardbirds and the Animals and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and so on. But we'll continue on with see what else is happening in the early 60s with new bands taking hold of the blues scene and making it their own. So the next band is called, and they're not called, they are The Animals, and there is a guy by the name of Eric Burdon fronting that one. So let's take a listen to his song, The House of the Rising Sun, a blues one, a blues song if there was one.
Many a poor boy.
And that was Eric Burdon, The House of the Rising Sun. We're going to listen to another tune by the band, just because they, you could argue that they were the ones most directly influenced by the blues artists from the 50s. And so this is another great song that, they've put out. And so let's listen to The Animals with We gotta Get Out of This Place. See what you think.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Watch my daddy in bed and dying, watch his head.
And that's Eric Burdon and the Animals. We got to get out of this place. Certainly a band probably, the Yardbirds and the Animals are probably the two bands that paid a much stronger duty to the blues man who preceded them. Other bands that followed did not have that blues flavor the same amount, but they were certainly influenced by these old bluesmen that we've played earlier today. So we're going to give we're going to carry on though. We're going to go to a band that you may have heard of. You'll have to speak for yourself on that one, but you might have heard of the Rolling Stones. So they too, to be honest, took a big slice of the music from the 50s and turned it into their own. So certainly this is one that reflects on their interest in the blues. This is a tune called Little Red Rooster.
Yeah, we're going to do a bit of a blues for you now. Thank you.
All right. What's next? Thank you very much. I'm slightly confused, I think.
So that was the Rolling Stone at their bluesy best with a tune called Little Red Rooster. We're going to try and finish up this afternoon with a couple more English bands, and it seems to be the English bands particularly grabbed onto the tunes from the artists and tunes from the 50s and 60s and made them their own. So if there's exaggeration or considerable play of the English bands, it's because they certainly stepped out and made the blues music their own. So that's why they're here. Anyway, we'll have, as I say, one more, a couple more songs. Maybe one would be this one. It's called, a band called The Who, you may have heard of them, and a tune called My Generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. Sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. We all
talking about my generation.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation.
Just
talking about my generation. We could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
And that was The Who, another English band, absorbed the American blues scene and made it their own. So yet another band who should be grateful, and sure they are, to Sonny Boy Williamson and Howlin' Wolf, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, even Jerry Lee Lewis, all the artists that we introduced you to earlier on the show. We got time for one more tune, so we're going to devote that one to a gentleman that is highly rated. This is a man by the name of Jeff Beck, and he's going to play a song for you and take us through to the end of the show. So we're going to listen to Jeff Beck in a appropriately called song, Blues Deluxe. Here he is.
Carry on. let's see. City!